From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In the wake of the U.S. decision last week to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital, Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has invited Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to Cairo for talks Monday. A statement said he'll seek ways to preserve the rights of the Palestinians to establish an independent state with East Jerusalem as its capital. Meanwhile, protests continued Sunday across much of the Arab and Muslim world, including this one in Pakistan's port city of Karachi. The Arab League Saturday called on the U.S. to reverse its position on Jerusalem. Jordanian Foreign Minister Ayman Safadi said the League rejects the U.S. stand, saying it contradicts international legitimacy. The White House also expressed disappointment over the Palestinian decision to cancel a planned meeting with Vice President Mike Pence. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, appearing on U.S. television, defended the decision on Jerusalem as the right thing to do.
We didn't set any parameters. We didn't say this was the final status. What we said is we're going to do like we do in every other country, and we're going to put the embassy in its capital, and we're going to continue and are going to continue that fact that we are as committed to the peace process as we've ever been before.
In Paris, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met French leader Emmanuel Macron. The French president called on the Israeli leader to offer confidence-building measures toward the Palestinians, perhaps including a freeze of Jewish settlements. Mr. Netanyahu said the sooner the Palestinians accept Jerusalem as Israel's capital, the sooner the two sides can negotiate peace. Kenya's opposition Sunday said it delayed plans for an inauguration ceremony for its leader Raila Odinga, who lost an election rerun in October to incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta. The attorney general said last week a mock swearing-in could amount to treason. This is VOA News. In Iraq Sunday, celebrations over the defeat of Islamic State. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi looked on as troops marched in formation in Baghdad. It's a momentous development, said former Ambassador James Jeffrey, who just returned from the region.
First of all, Iraq has saved itself. The U.S. and the coalition provided a lot of help, to be honest. In the beginning, so did the Iranians, but it was Iraqi soldiers from the Peshmerga to the regular army, to even these militias that took back their country from ISIS.
Iraqi forces recaptured the last area still under IS control along the Syrian border Saturday. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said his ruling Socialist Party swept nearly all mayoral elections held Sunday amid an opposition boycott. Mr. Maduro also said the opposition should be barred from taking part in next year's presidential election. Raul Sanchez Uribarri, analyst at Australia's La Trobe University, said this underscores what a terrible year democracy has fared in that South American country.
Venezuela has become an authoritarian regime and dictatorship, and Maduro is clinging to power in different ways. Certainly, he wouldn't want to go to an election that would most likely lose if it were remotely free and fair, and if he was facing competitive candidates.
The opposition, which blames the country's economic crisis on government policy, said it refused to take part in what they called an election system rigged by a dictator. In Honduras, the country's electoral tribunal said a partial recount of the disputed November 26 presidential election preserved the lead held by incumbent president Juan Orlando Hernandez over his leftist challenger Salvador Nasralla. It's not clear how many votes were recounted. A delay in the vote count sparked criticism the outcome was being manipulated. In Sweden, police arrested three suspects in a failed arson attempt at a Jewish synagogue in the second-largest city, Gothenburg. The arrests came after a burning object was thrown at the building, which did not catch fire. Some 20 Jewish young people were at the scene and briefly had to take shelter. No injuries were reported. British Prime Minister Theresa May is expected to tell Parliament Monday there is a new sense of optimism in talks on leaving the European Union after she struck an initial agreement last week. The two sides will meet again in a summit Thursday with the aim of finalizing the deal to end their relationship after more than 40 years. Snow caused travel disruptions across central England and northern Wales Sunday, grounding flights, shutting down roads, and delaying train travel. As much as 28 centimeters of snow has fallen on the region at what's described as the heaviest snowfall in 4 years. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.